Hi everyone, this is Rudy Hunter from RudyHunter.com and Hunter'sHealingCalls.com. So this little process we're going to do is called the glass half empty, full. So you're going to just visualize some very, very simple things as I lead you through them. But to start with, I want you to select a problem or an issue or a challenge that you've been working on that you're frustrated with or you haven't been able to make good progress with. Something that's driving you a little crazy or irritating you. And so you know the difference between having done this process and not. Before we start, rate that problem or the level of frustration 0 to 10. 10 is I'm pulling my hair out as we speak and it's driving me absolutely crazy at the moment. 0 is the problem's resolved, it's over, no problem at all. And my suggestion is, at least for the first time you work with this process, pick an issue where you feel like it's at least over a 5, so you'll notice a difference as things start to change. So I'll give you a moment just to figure out what the problem is and then rate it 0 to 10. By the way, the problem that you pick can be absolutely anything. It can be a financial challenge, an emotional challenge, something in your life that's frustrating you with people, or work, or where you are, or a question that is yet unanswered. Absolutely anything can be helped by this process. Okay, so we're assuming you have a problem, you know what your starting number is, and now we're just going to do a little bit of imagining, and in the middle of the imagining, I'll be doing some energetic waves. These are invisible energetic corrections and alignments to help you let go of the stuff or the scaffolding that helps support the problem and helps lock it into place. So it's a gentle undoing we're going to do together. So imagine your problem at the moment is represented by a glass that is half full of water. So in your best imagination, make it easy, don't make it complicated, visualize, imagine, or pretend that the current problem that you're dealing with, the current issue, is a glass of water that's half full of liquid. Now for this process, please don't listen to it while you're driving, but any other time you can either work with your eyes open or closed. If you want to work with your eyes closed, you'll get a little more bang for the buck. Just close your eyes and imagine with me that you're looking at the glass half full of water. And the part that you're focused on, for starters, is the water in the glass. So just put your attention only on the water that's inside the glass. And allow your attention to just dwell there easily for just a moment or two while I do some silent corrections. Good. And you're going to shift your attention now to the part of the glass that is empty. So it's the other half of the glass, the emptiness or the space or the lack of water. And you're going to put your attention in that emptiness in the glass, just to the best of your ability, and allow your attention to dwell there, and I'll do some silent corrections. Perfect. And now, one more place to put your attention. This time, you're just going to let your attention rest on the structure of the glass itself. So you don't care about what's in it or what's not in it. You're just going to look at the glass itself and let your attention rest there. And I'll do some silent alignments and some energetic waves. Good, and one more piece to this. Now we're going for the trifecta. I'm going to have you put your attention all at once, in a gentle way without any force or any strain, on all three things. The water, the space in the glass, and the glass itself. So the easy way to do this is first just focus on the water, and then let your attention broaden to include the rest of the space in the glass and the water. And then your attention broadens again to include the glass, the space, and the water, all three things at once as a complete picture. And as you let your attention dwell there, I'm going to go silent and do some more alignments just to help this along. Here we go. And that's perfect. You can just let your awareness let go completely of everything we've been working on. Take a gentle breath that's unhurried and unforced. And then in a moment, we're going to revisit this all very lightly, breezily, and quickly. So here we go. Focus on the water in the glass. Good. Now focus on the space in the glass. Terrific. Now focus on just the glass itself. Wonderful. And finally, we're going to spend just a little more time together holding all three components in mind. So we're looking at the water, plus the space, plus the glass, and keep your awareness on that. I'll go silent. I'll do a little, as I call it, woo-woo. Some silent energetics and alignments. Just keep your attention on the water, the space, and the glass, and I'll be back to you in just a moment. And that's just perfect. So let all of that go. Take an easy breath. And here's the really fun part. Put your attention back onto your problem, issue, or challenge that you rated at the beginning from 0 to 10. And notice now what has improved and what's different. Has your number come down? Has it come down by a little or a lot? Or has it come down by so much you're all done? Any of those is possible just with a few minutes we've been working in this way together. So look at the issue, notice your new number. Give yourself a little pat on the back for doing such good work so easily. And if you will, take a mental note of that new number and just picture for me the final image of the water, the space, and the glass. And I'll be back to you in just a moment. And there we go. You can bring your attention back, and if you would, re-rate it one final time and notice what's changed and improved with that issue. So what you and I have done together is we've worked to gently dissolve and undo the structure that holds a problem together in space and time. So the good news is you can do this again and again, as many times as you like. You can, as I like to say, you can rinse and repeat with this process and take that problem down to a zero. So it's got zero charge left on it. And then you can move on to the next issue that you want to tackle with it in this gentle way. So this is Glass Half Empty Full. I'm Rudy Hunter from rudyhunter.com. And huntershealingcalls.com. Thank you for hanging out with me in this way. Until the next time, bye for now.